A Montgomery judge is extending a temporary restraining order blocking Alabama's governor from signing a controversial school bill into law. The bill would offer tax credits for families zoned for failing public schools to transfer to private schools. While the judge's order is in place until a hearing on March 15th, Republicans say they'll appeal to the Alabama Supreme Court. We'll talk about it now with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, on one side, you have Republicans who quickly passed this bill last Thursday, calling it historic for Alabama. On the other side, you have Democrats and the Alabama Education Association decrying those actions as dirty politics. This afternoon, the judge sides with the AEA, at least for now. I guess, where does things sit? What does this mean?
No one really knows, and that's the problem here, is that, you know, a conference committee is supposed to work out differences between the House and the Senate and, you know, reconcile their different versions of this bill. They go into conference committee. I mean, it grows to 27 pages, and even the name of the bill changed. It goes in as the School Flexibility Bill Act, and it comes out as the Alabama Accountability Act. So, I mean, this was, as far as anybody can tell, pretty much unprecedented, at least in recent memory. And, you know, it was nothing like anything I'd seen before.
Yeah, well, with this decision presumably being appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court, a body made up of 9 Republicans, do the Democrats stand any chance of getting their way?
Well, no. And you know, right now you have Charlie Price, the circuit court judge in Montgomery. I mean, I think he's probably been overturned more times by the Alabama Supreme Court than any other judge, and he seems quite proud of that fact. But, you know, as my colleague Chuck Dean said last week, you know, the Republicans are saying, we'll see your one judge and raise you 9. Everybody sort of knows where this is going. The court challenge is pretty weak. The legislature pretty much makes its own rules. And the court has said that a number of times before. It looks like that they are going to be this thing's going to the governor to be signed into law.
Well, looking at this situation, does this say something or say anything about the power of the Alabama Education Association, which for years has been the player in state politics?
Well, you know, everybody keeps saying that this means that the AEA is dead, that they're weak. But just how this thing was done tells me a different story. It tells me that, you know, the GOP is still fearful of the AEA, that they have to do something so unorthodox to get a bill passed. You know, we saw the AEA last year, you know, fight back the charter schools bill. Last year, we also saw the AEA help get raid the Alabama Trust Fund. You know, they can turn out voters. They can still turn votes in the legislature. And, you know, the question in my mind is, if you're afraid of intimidation, why aren't you still afraid of retaliation? Because, you know, it's really, you know, everybody's, you know, it used to be Paul Hubbard. Now it's Henry Mabry, that they see him as the bad guy. This is their lobbyist. The real lobbyist of the AEA is your high school chemistry teacher who goes up to one of her former students in the grocery store, and they say, "Oh, how are you doing?" Say, well, we don't really know. That's the person who changes minds and rings telephones and sends in emails. And I think they still have to be afraid of those representatives in every community in this state.
Well, as you said, the case will be worked out by the courts one way or the other. But do lawmakers themselves, do they face any backlash politically from how things went down on Thursday night?
Well, I mean, is there honor among thieves? You know, yes. Is there trust among politicians? Maybe not anymore. And not even the lawmakers, but the people who have to deal with those lawmakers. You have Tommy Bice, the state school superintendent who supported the Flexibility Act. This thing comes out, and he's sending an email to everybody with all caps saying, this is not the same bill that I supported. You know, how is he going to respond when someone asks him or when someone asks the school board association, will you support this legislation that we're pushing through? You know, they're going to have to second guess them now and wonder, is this going to be another Trojan horse?
So that's within state political circles. Any backlash from the voters themselves? Do you think we'll remember this when elections come around?
I think everybody's going to have to see what this thing really means. And unfortunately, because this deliberative process did not happen, you know, it was shoot first and ask questions later. Now we're going to have to go through one by one and answer those questions about how is this really going to affect education in Alabama. And so far as, you know, the best answer anybody has is we don't know.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.